The God, best of anything.
He'll do the same for you right now. You come to him. Just come. Who said ever will? Who said ever will? Just come. He's ready for you.
Anything.
If he can straighten me out, he can straighten everybody else out.
Sometimes
he's able
I
right
feel
now to
like
do it too. I know he can. I have no doubt about God. He's willing, he's able. He's right now God. He's not for tomorrow. He's God today, y'all.
I know someone.
He's able.
Who has everything.
We love him.
And that someone is my everything.
We'll have you one.
I am happy just to know I'm his child.
It's just Jesus,
his
y'all.
Name is Jesus.
He's the only
he's
one,
the righteous son.
He's ready
of
right
God.
Now for all of us. He just wants us to come in compliance with his word. He's gonna deliver us right now.
The bright and morning star.
Jesus. Jesus.
His name is
you call
Jesus.
He hear you. Just call him. You need something cured. You need to overcome something. Just call him. He'll do it.
I'm happy just to know I'm his child. Yeah, I'm happy just to know I'm his child. Yes, I'm happy just to know I'm his child.
We thank God for you today. Would you all stand, please? Let me say this, please. I want everybody to hear me say this. You ever heard the old meter, I once was lost, now I'm found? I was blind, but now I see, right? You know that. You heard it. I know both of y'all. Been knowing you all your life before you knew yourself. This is what I want to say to you. The road out here, it's not really hard, but it is, you got to make a decision. That's what's hard. Making a decision is the hard thing. The road not hard to walk on. It's the decisions you make. See, sometimes what we do in life, we hold on here. But we love Jesus now. We love him. We know he's our everything. But and when we turn it loose for a little while, then somebody come by. We grab it again. That's all it is. I want him to read a scripture to you, both of you, and then we're going to pray with you.
Romans 6 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized also into his death? And finally, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
My God, my God. Did you hear that scripture? Now, I didn't say that. That's straight out the Bible. See, don't continue in things that you know is not according to the will of God, right? That's what we're saying. I'm trying to make it easy. Whatever you know, you was raised right, you was too. Things that you know is not in the will of God, don't continue to do it. If you can't stand, my sister-in-law always say this, if you can't stand the heat, stay out the kitchen. All these women today stay out the kitchen now. I don't cook no more. But listen to me good. Listen to this. It's very hard for me to try to do things by myself. But when I say, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. I don't care where it said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Please. Help me, Lord. Just say it till you start crying. That's called repentance. Just say it to Lord, help me. Help me just till you start crying. And once God break that spirit, then he'll walk in and take over. And that's what we're praying for today. Lord, to break that spirit of self and let the will of God manifest his own self. Father God Almighty, in the precious name of Jesus, we come now, Lord. These has come and made manifestation, Father, that they want to come back and renew their spirit with you. They don't want to continue to live the life that they've been living, but they want to come back now, according to your will.
Yes.
We thank you, dear God, for placing that in their spirit and their heart, Father, that they need some help, Father.
Yes.
And Lord, you say whatever we ask in your name, you'll give it.
Yes.
And we plead and we come.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio
be all right.
At 88.1.
You put your hand.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Listening to this broadcast and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory. Remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard, once again here on another Lord's Day. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that the radio's on right now. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write down the prayer line. Write down the mailing address. You that have trouble with bad luck. You that have that sickness in your body, whether it's natural or unnatural. Yes, you that want that loved one right there back at home. That one has gone astray. You're wondering how to rebuild your life and your home with peace and joy.
I need thee.
Some say, Reb, right now I'm dealing with evildoers throwing stumbling blocks and sitting back and watching. Some are dealing with unnatural things like that witchcraft, that voodoo. Some say, well, Reb, I have a court case that's pending, and it seems unwinnable. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write that mailing address down. Those of you that are calling, the telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. You know, I've had herbal teas and remedies for those of you who have that heart condition. Those of you that wanted to lose weight. Some right now have trouble growing hair. Some of you have that nature, my friends, that's on vacation. Some say, well, Rev, I got that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, getting up in the evening trying to make to the restroom, holding on to the dressers and the doorknobs. Friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. Again, that's 404, area code 404-212-2444. And I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day asking you, and especially you, my friends, not to give up. Just that faith, my friends, can bring you through, whether you know it or not. That faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends, some say, well, right now, if they didn't have bad luck, they wouldn't have no luck at all. Seems like mosquitoes won't even bite you. I'll be here right here today, my friends, asking you not to give up, praying with you that are trying to overcome. Write that telephone number down, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'll be here throughout the day. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation, my friends, can be turned around. Some say, well, Rev, they've tried other situations on losing weight. They've tried. Oh, my friends, we put these teas together for many and many a moon, my friends, many a years. Well, you know, in the days of old, my friends, there used to be someone on the farm that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back. Come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so he can make it in the fields the next morning without that pain. Yes, my friends, that swelling, that arthritis. Yes, friends. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. And I know, friends, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Again, write it down, friends. That's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Now, again, let me give you that mailing address. Those of you that are writing, whatever donation you send it from your heart. Put that prayer request down so we can lay it on the altar. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, 30321. Oh, my God. Right now, we're going to ask that you join us just for a minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, my friends, but let's fill the skies, for as far as my voice can be heard, with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on your radio, my friends. Join us. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. My friends, I'm asking you, friends, not to give up. I'm asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For if you have just the faith, God will be there to extol the will that you have in your heart, my friends. All you need is that faith. The Lord will sit there, my friends, while you're in the flood. God will be with you, my friends, when the heat is too hot for you to handle. There's a way, my friends, to turn situations around, and all you need, my friends, is just that faith. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. And I ask you not to give up. No matter what you're going through, no matter how long you've been troubled, there's a way being made out of no way, friends, for many of God's people that had just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends, again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial us right back. Oh, good God. Now, friends, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. Oh, my God. Yes, friends, over these holidays that are coming through, we're asking that you, my friends, keep that prayer with you. Back in the days, we always kept a Bible in the back of, or the front of the car nowadays. Some of us don't have that back window like we used to have in days of old. But there's a way to keep that prayer with you, my friends, with just that faith. This is Reverend Gregory. Again, that mailing address, my friends, is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. The book of Genesis to Revelations is real. And if you have that faith, you too can come through. Again, my friends, whether you have a sickness that's natural or unnatural, whether you have a problem with no peace on your in your home or no success on that job, I'll be here asking you, friends, not to give up. Some are dealing with evildoers, my friends, with that witchcraft and more. And you're saying to yourself, you're wondering what to do to just stop it, so you don't have to go through it. Oh, my God, to cease and desist. Oh, good God. Our time is going mighty fast on this long day here on another Lord's Day. And we're asking you, my friends, not to give up and to pray over everything that you do. Whether it's a court case pending, whether you have enemies around you, whether you have a sickness in your body and you've been back and forth to the doctor and your medicine cabinet is full of pills and you still have the same ailment. Oh, my God. Write that telephone number down, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, you just dial me right back. And I'm asking that you keep that prayer with you throughout the day. Some just work Lord's Prayer, Psalms 23. Some works 27. Some people keep up with Psalms 121. Oh, good God. My friends, prayer is the key. But prayer without works is dead. Oh, good God. Our time is drawing down, friends. For further information, I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day. That telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. May God bless you, keep you till we meet again. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
Present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory. working. All in your favor. Hallelujah. It's working. It's working. It's working.
I live life on the deep end. Still struggle, but I work so hard. Toast my pains on a weekend, 'cause I could be gone. So I thank God that I woke up today. Because I woke up today. Thank God I woke up today.
Lord. Not so many options when you coming from the projects. When you was talking nonsense, I was trying to use my logic. Hope was in my pocket, but I wasn't gaining profit. Got envy from all my homies, 'cause they labeled me a target. Like, we was all good since the sandbox. Saying I changed 'cause I moved up off the block. I moved to the A 'cause I saw the bigger picture. I got a family to feed with dreams of getting richer. And bills ain't getting paid off of pride. So every day I'm praying up to God. I'm hoping he eliminate the fakes. And I had to cut the grass to eliminate the snakes, Lord.
I live life on the deep end. Still struggle, but I work so hard. Toast my pains on the weekend, 'cause I could be gone. So I thank God that I woke up today. Because I woke up today. Thank God I woke up today.
Lord. Reminiscing, broke, no pot to fix and hope is all I got, no joke. The plot is thickens, wanna get a rope. Been out in my problems, I'm tired of living. Can't see no other way out, but this route was just a hit. Then now I'm ill and kinda killing the game. The rhymes are fitting insane for the abandoned children. Pray for healing and change. It's strange, we grew up different, but our feelings the same. Swear the music is all I got. From the bottom is where I came. But to the top I'm going, even y'all know it. More than a black poet, drawing up the rock. Lyrical cats told it. Watch, up jumps the value on my stock. While y'all sit and watch, ticking top of pocket big. Liquor shot, no need for a liquor shot. I'm on a mission, pop. I'm kicking rhymes to the sound of y'all, just kicking rocks. The doors are open, if not, resort to picking locks. My time is coming, I feel it, it's like it's chicken pox. Huh, 'cause you're all that I need, all that I want, all that I breathe. And as for all of my dreams, I won't give up, always get up from that fall on my knees, Lord.
I live life on the deep end. Still struggle, but I work so hard. Toast my pains on the weekend, 'cause I could be gone. So I thank God that I woke up today. Because I woke up today. Thank God I woke up today, Lord.
Somebody pinch me, I feel like I'm in a bad dream. 25 to life because of what she thought she had seen. I knew I was innocent. Free is what I'm gonna be. All I have to do is tell the judge that it wasn't me.
It is the worst of my many fears. Innocent man locked up for over 20 years.
My faith is slipping, I'm mad at the whole world. My only hope is I got moms and my old girl. Well, old girl left, don't remind me. Every other week I'm in solitary confinement. Fighting with the Lord 'cause I didn't want him to have me. And dude that I'm beefing with got close enough to stab me. I'm battled every day and look, somehow I'm still alive. I had to realize it was God that was helping me survive. Sometimes I get tears in my eyes when I reminisce on a day they let me go to judge, say I was innocent. Yeah, I told y'all.
And no matter what, the negativity I was receiving, I couldn't quit. I just had to keep it.